Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
There it is. Jeez, come on. Yard sale here. And you're the one at South by Southwest, Gary. You should be the one who's a yard sale.
You know, and then I was at a backyard party last night. So
how'd it go?
It went very well. This was the Recording Academy. They do this every year down here. So that was lots of fun. Midland, you know, kind of a country band that's had some success, been nominated for Grammys. They premiered some new songs and had a great mariachi band strolling through the dinner. So, you know, it's one of those, that's the perks of being a Recording Academy member.
South by Southwest is also kind of a techie thing too, though, right?
Well, it was three, now it's four festivals in one. It starts with what they call interactive, which is, yeah, that's a techie thing, and then they still have the music conference and festival, and this year they launched a gaming festival to go along with all that, and then there's a film festival that's become a, you know, quite a high-stature film festival, and that runs through the whole thing. There'll be movies screening throughout the week.
Are they in danger of trying to do too many things and then being, you know, just sort of a nothing?
I mean, it's still, as you can tell from how crowded the town is, it's still all very successful.
Yeah.
Music is the one that's been in decline, you know, quote-unquote decline, over the past few years. This year there's been a lot of discussion here about how there are no, you know, I remember the one year where on the Saturday night, I think it was our choice of, you could go see Prince, Justin Timberlake, I think it was Lady Gaga or somebody, and John Fogerty, all playing different venues at the same time. You know, this year there's nothing like that, or no names as big as that. I went to see Khalid, who was on Saturday Night Live last night, and, you know, he's a hit maker, but, you know, he's not of the stature of the other people I just described. So, you know, there's definitely been that kind of decline, and you can see it in a decline in attendance for music.
Really?
Interactive is still very strong. I think it'll be interesting to see how the gaming conference looks like. I think that's just kicking off today. And the movie festival is significant. It's not quite at the same level as Sundance or Cannes or Toronto yet, but it's definitely on that next tier, and when people talk about the major film festivals every year, South by Southwest is definitely one of the ones they mention.
With everything that's going on down there now, the movies, the gaming, all those other things that are happening, the techie stuff, is it worth going down for the music anymore?
That's a big part of the discussion that everybody has, because it is very expensive to do that. One of the reasons music's in decline is it's very expensive for the artists and the labels, you know, to get themselves transportation, hotels, you know, all the usual expenses.
Yeah.
But it's just very expensive, and so you see less of a presence than there was. And those of us who cover it for the music, you know, have to start asking, okay, is it worth this expensive hotel stay and the flight and everything else it takes to cover it? And I can't say there's a definitive conclusion yet. You know, certainly there are networking opportunities. And the good part of what I just described with music is it's kind of back to the old days of South by Southwest, where you have the opportunity to go hear new music, you know, to go hear bands from countries you never would have thought produced, you know, music, touring music acts, and hear different kinds of music, new bands, you know, new music. That's the silver lining.
If I just wanted to hop in my VW microbus and drive down there and be part of it, is that even possible, spur of the moment?
And before you give your answer, Gary, Brian does not own a VW microbus.
I feel like I would fit in more.
I'm nice. I wasn't going to call him out. But yes, you know, there actually are enough things that go on that are open to the public and even free, that you could probably have a good time here. Could you get in to see Khalid or Billie Eilish, you know, tomorrow night? You know, probably not. But there are, they do put on a big outdoor stage for four nights, you know, in one of the parks here, and that's where Patty Griffin's playing, I know, tomorrow night. Big Boy and the Goody Mob were there last night. So you do have plenty. There's plenty of access for the public to be part of this. You'd have to buy a badge, which is very expensive, to do the things like the keynote addresses, or the panel discussions. You know, today, the other day, David Byrne was here. Lance Bass was here. They premiered this new film about Lou Pearlman. Today, it's the Beastie Boys are doing a keynote chat. So you don't get any of that unless you buy the badge.
See, more than seeing bands perform down there, I think I'd like to be in on the chats, the conversations, the Q&As. I think those would be more interesting.
That's the conference, yeah. That is. So, you know, there's a lot of, and plus, you know, obviously the things go on in the convention center where these chats happen and the panels happen. They have a couple of great stages inside, you know, with great production, very comfortable seating. You know, and in a perfect world, you could just go see all your acts, you know, on those stages and have a nice dinner at night and leisurely night instead of tearing around the streets like most people do.
All right, let's get down to music news. Here's something that you're going to love. You didn't like Bohemian Rhapsody. Everybody else I've talked to loved the movie. You said it's not accurate, and now there's a hint of a sequel.
Right. This was, you know, everybody's been asking the questions, of course. Now a fairly reliable sort, a guy named Rudy Dolezal, who directed videos for the band and was a friend with Freddie Mercury. He tells Page Six that, you know, he's sure they're planning a sequel. It'll start with Live Aid and go through Freddie's death and maybe after it. You know, this is what happens when you have a film that earns $870 million worldwide. You know, wins Academy Awards and other awards. So, you know, probably inevitable. But, you know, I do question what that sequel is going to look like, because, you know, Queen's career did not fail, especially not in the U.S., in that post-Live Aid era. And so what's a film about the health decline of Freddie Mercury going to be like? It's not going to have the buoyant spirit that Bohemian Rhapsody had and that people like so much, so...
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see.
Well, yeah, we will see. What's up with Lindsey Buckingham's wife? She let Fleetwood Mac have it this week.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, obviously no love lost between those two parties. And I guess Mick Fleetwood did another interview recently where he talked about, when asked about firing Lindsey Buckingham, he said, you know, he just said that, you know, we weren't happy. Happy sounds like too light a word to use. It just wasn't a happy situation anymore for everyone. So Kristen Buckingham, Lindsey's wife, hit Twitter and basically said, "Mick Fleetwood, you are so busy telling the world how unhappy the band was. It would have been nice if you had told Lindsey that. He's still wondering what happened. You are a dishonest coward, and I have zero respect for you. That goes for all of you, FM. You really suck." So tell us how she really feels.
So is being, if you're the mediator on this thing, how do you handle that?
Well, the mediation's already been handled. He sued them. They settled out of court, and that's that. I don't know. You know, do you have an intervention or bring in the guy who made peace in Metallica to make peace between Lindsey Buckingham and Fleetwood Mac? You know, they've been at odds almost since the day Lindsey joined the band. You know, there are resentments that range from, you know, Stevie Nicks and Lindsey, which is of course relationships. You know, their relationship and, you know, having to be in a band together for so many years after that ended. Two, I think the older members of Fleetwood Mac who still have a lingering resentment that despite how successful Lindsey helped them, you know, here's a guy who came in and largely took over the creative end of the band.
He arranged all the music. He was the guy. Mick Fleetwood admits this is Lindsey knew. Lindsey had a vision on these things. Lindsey just wanted to get it to where it was, and it sold millions of albums.
Tens of millions.
Yeah, tens of millions of albums. And
so what's her problem?
Right. So what's the problem? He made you all rich. He made you like one of the most successful bands in rock and roll.
Yeah, because they're musicians and they're nut jobs.
Okay. Well,
you know, you're asking to apply where rationality doesn't exist.
Tell us about Britney Spears' musical. It's a singing jukebox or princesses.
I know a bunch of girls who are very excited about this.
No, it's interesting.
Yeah, no, she's going to be one of the latest, you know, one of the next music stars to make her way to the great white way. Britney Spears is scrolling down here just to get all the right details. But the musical is called Once Upon a One More Time. I'll say that again, once upon a one more time. Yep. It's going to begin previews October 29th at the James L. Nederlander Theater, actually in Chicago. And then it opens there November 13th, and then it is headed to Broadway in 2020. It revolves around, they use her music, but it's not a story about her. It's a Cinderella type story and other fairy tales. And supposedly they explore modern and feminist ideas through Britney Spears songs. Okay. I did just say all that.
And with that said, are you interested? Are you going to see it? Do you want to get a ticket?
You know, will I go out of my way to do this? No, unless I hear that it's magnificent. I'm sure some people, you know, 5 years ago said, would I go see a musical about Alexander Hamilton? Probably not. So I hold out the possibility that it will be something you have to see, but I'm not putting money on it.
She's going to be in it, though.
Brittany, no.
No, she's not.
It's just her music.
Just her music. Okay.
Yeah, it's her music.
All right.
So she will, you know, I mean, she didn't write all her music. She has writing credits on some of it. So it's, you know, it's really not really her musical, but it's her musical.
All right. And and a topic that we can all relate to before we let you go, Jimmy Page is battling with his neighbors about what? Too many cars in their driveway? Their grass is too long?
The latest, yeah, this has been going on for a while in London. First, he went after and lost Robbie Williams, a pop singer who was doing some renovations to his home, you know, next door to Page's Tower House in London. And, you know, and Jimmy said that this was going to adversely affect the building. The town council where he lives, Kensington and Chelsea, ruled against him, ruled in favor of Robbie Williams. Now Page is going after the former Prudential chairman, Sir Harvey McGrath. That would be Sir Harvey McGrath. He apparently wants to move a wall in order to install 4 air conditioning units in his home. Page says the construction noise will affect his ability to work in the recording studio he has in his tower house, which, by the way, is an 1875 mansion.
Well, how long is it going to take? Well, okay, moving a wall, I guess, could take a while.
It could take a while, and it could make a lot of noise. My question to Jimmy Page would be, well, what kind of recording studio do you have if wall noise from the outside
interferes? Since when do rock stars worry about, you know, getting things done quickly, right?
I mean, or someone,
right,
you know.
Right. But this is in front of the town council, who it sounds like they don't, I remember it was stuff from the Robbie Williams case, and it sounds like they don't like him a great deal. So this may, you know.
Jimmy Page doesn't like a lot of noise from the neighbors.
Right.
Noisy neighbors.
What do you say? What is it you do for a living again, Mr. Page? Well, I make a lot of noise with me guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just like guitar noise,
it's not noise that his neighbors can hear.
Yeah, that's true.
Crucial point there.
All right. All right, Gary. Well, enjoy the rest of South by Southwest. When are you going home?
Sunday.
Okay. All right.
So we got two more days of it.
All right.
All right.
Enjoy yourself.
Thank you. You guys have a great weekend as well.
All right, Gary, we'll talk to you next Friday.
Sounds good.
Gary Graff, our music guy. You want to know about music? That's the guy you talk to.